came out to the bottom step.
At the Church of Christ. And if we wanna see, we better leave right now. And maybe later, me and the T-Roy will show you around our town.
Run deep in this land.
And I'm never very far from what I am. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodland, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love.
Right, keep on trying to live, but you're calling us. Washington. I'm isolated right where I come from. You can lie on the riverbank, paint your name on the water, miscount all the beers you drank back where I come from.
This is a big day for Center in Cherokee County, and it's my honor to serve as your mayor for the city of Center. At this time, I'm going to ask Pastor Shane Swofford from Grace Point Church to come up and give our opening invocation.
Good morning, everyone. What a special day for the city of Center, and I have been asked to ask you if you would like to come up at any point on the building and place your hands on the building to pray with me over the building, because it really is for the people of the city of Center. So I'm going to give you that invitation per request. If you want to come at this time, we would love for you to do that because we think that's important. Yeah, I know we're going to have some ministers coming. If you'd like to come, don't be ashamed. I believe everything just works better when we dedicate it to the Lord. I really do. So we're going to do that and join with us in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we come to you this day with a spirit of gratitude, Lord. We are so appreciative and thankful for this beautiful building, Lord. And we thank you for the vision, Lord, that has went into it becoming a reality, Lord. And we thank you for the people that will serve in it, Lord, and out of it, Lord. Not just now, but in the generations to come, Lord. And as we are impressed with the facade and the beauty of this building, God, we know that you are more impressed with how we treat one another, Lord. And I pray for fairness and equality, God. And I pray for the government, Lord, and the services that are provided in this building, God, to be fair to all, Lord. We pray over our mayor. We pray over our city council. We pray over all the business that is conducted inside this building, every employee, God. And we thank you, Lord, that we're all created equal in your sight, Lord. And it is our privilege and our honor, God, to have such a beautiful building, Lord, to be able to dedicate to you today, Lord. And we ask your blessings upon the people who come in and out of it, Lord, that they would find fairness, Lord, that they would find generosity, Lord, and they would find, God, people that put you first above everything, Lord. And we just pray today as we dedicate this building to you, God. Your word tells us that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And Lord, we know that we're just a small city in this great nation of America, God, but we're thankful for this city, Lord. And we're thankful for those who serve in it, Lord. We pray your blessings as we dedicate this day and this building and the people in it to you. We ask these things in the precious name of your one and only Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Shane. I want to welcome everyone, and I don't know who all, but I'm going to first recognize our elected officials. Up here we got Senator Andrew Jones, Ms. Shay Miller with Congressman Rogers' office was kind enough to come, and she's brought us a flag that has flown over the Capitol and a certificate. You'll hear from her in a little bit. Our architect that drew this building up, he's here with us today, Tom. If the city council, I know you know them, but I'm going to ask the city council to stand up. I'm going to tell y'all, and I know I say this and people probably get tired of hearing, I wouldn't want to be mayor without this group of people right here. This right here, y'all, is the best group that I've ever worked with, and we're very fortunate to have them as the city council. And I want you to give them a round, y'all. They work really hard. Our city judge, Bill Hawkins, is with us today. And our city attorney is with Pat Tate. He's with us today. And you're going to see Freddie Reynolds, y'all, worked over a year painting a picture of the old middle school that stood on this grounds here that was torn down to make way for the new city hall. And we're going to unveil that here in just a few minutes, the portrait that he painted. I think I saw out there Joe Taylor, the mayor of Rainbow. Y'all, this guy right here, man, he's like a rock star. I don't know. Y'all need to follow Rainbow City on Facebook. I saw the sheriff and Judge Burgess. And, golly, anyway, our EMA director. All right. At this time, we're going to do the posting of the colors.
Deep tail, team, come! Forward, come! Bring us in.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. That was Mr. Tanner Rogers, an Eagle Scout, that did the Pledge of Allegiance for us. And we'll kind of go out of order just a minute now and ask for Miss Secressa West to sing our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home
Secress. That was great. That was great. At this time, I'm going to ask Mr. Freddie Reynolds to come up, and he's going to kind of tell you the story and about the painting, and I'll unveil it when he tells me I can.
Good morning. I'd like to sincerely congratulate the City Council on their foresight to build this beautiful new city building on its historic site. Y'all will go ahead and unveil the painting there. This site holds a lot of memories from me. My mother went to school here in the old building behind this building, kind of over toward the football field. I went to junior high school here in the first sixth grade class when the high school moved out to the high school and took 9, 10, 11, 12, and this became 6, 7, and 8, called it the junior high. They later changed it to Center Middle School. So I went to school here 3 years at Center Junior High, and then went to the high school and graduated, and came back and taught school here 3 years. And I was assistant principal and coached football and basketball in the field, and then gym in there, in the same field and gym that I played on when I was at school here. So it holds a lot of memories, and I'm so thankful that they asked me to paint this. And I, like I said, I worked on it about a year. I I don't know how many times I started and tore it up and started again and repainted, and but I've worked on it about a year, and I hope you like it. They could have got a whole lot better artist to paint it, but they couldn't have got anybody who loved the memories of this site and center like I do. Just got to mention a couple of people. Mr. Branch Ray was my principal, and Mr. Ed Arnold was my superintendent when I was teaching and working for the county, and I loved them. But a lot of cherished memories here. And today, Mayor, I'm truly honored and humbled that the city asked me to paint this as a local artist of that old Center Middle School. It was truly a labor of love, and I'm truly grateful that you Council gave me the opportunity to paint this picture, and the city has chosen to hang it here. And I want to thank y'all again, and I'm truly humbled for the opportunity to do this.
Thank you, Freddie. Yeah, it's going to hang in here in the main lobby, and Freddie, you're right. Probably just about everybody here's got memories. This is where I went to middle school. This is where my dad went to high school, and everybody has got memories of here. At this time, I'm gonna call on the Cherokee County Commission, Tim Burgess, our probate judge and chairman of the commission, to say a few words.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's good to see everybody on such a historic occasion. And I just wanted to say that I just walked across the street this morning to welcome my new neighbors into town. So, hey, y'all. And I also want to say that the garbage runs on Tuesday. Keep your grass mowed and the noise down, and we'll get along just fine, all right? All right, let me go back into history just a little bit, okay? My good friend, Mr. Jim, would be so excited that I would be talking about history this morning, Mr. Jim Lewis, so I'm going to just go back into history a little bit. And Mr. Garrett could probably tell you a whole lot more about it than me. But in 1835, the Cherokee Nation ceded this territory that we're on now, called Cherokee County, to the U.S. government. On January 9, 1836, the Alabama legislature officially created Cherokee County. That was 190 years ago, and we're celebrating that anniversary this year. In 1837, the original county seat was Jefferson, and it was authorized by the Alabama legislature. But about 5 years later, in 1842, Jefferson changed its name to Cedar Bluff because there was another territory or town named Jefferson. And the folks over there, they liked the cedar trees over there on the banks of the Coosa River, so they decided to call it Cedar Bluff. All right? So Mayor Warren, congratulations, you lost the county seat. And it's kind of ironic now that we have a nice restaurant over there on the lake called Jefferson's, isn't it? But let me just tell you, let's move along to 1844. Do you know what happened in 1844? And if you do know, don't blurt it out because you'll ruin my speech. But Samuel F.B. Morris dispatched the first telegraph message over an experimental line from Washington, D.C. to Baltimore. Now that message was written down, and it was taken from Numbers 23:23 in the Bible. So you can say that a verse of scripture was actually the very first text that we had. So that happened in May of 24, and there was another gentleman called William Miller. Y'all may or may not know him, I hope you don't, but he was a famous false prophet at that time. and he predicted that Jesus Christ would be coming, the world would end, that would be the second coming, the world would be engulfed by fire, and that would happen sometime between March the 21st of 1843 and March 21st of 1844. Now, he was wrong, wouldn't he? But I'll tell you another truth that happened in that same year. The Alabama legislature voted to move the county seat to Center, Alabama, and it was a settlement at that particular time. Our center was the Cherokee settlement, and it was named Turkey Town. So we're sitting on that site right now. Now, I don't know if you remember or not, but there used to be a sign that sat right over there, wasn't there, Mr. Garrett, that talked about Turkey Town. So we are very excited today to have the county seat, which is located in Center, Alabama, from 1844. And it's been there, it's been here ever since. And we don't plan to lose it, do we, Mayor Howell? Okay. I'm gonna wait on the big truck to go by. Which is kind of ironically what they used to do in the old courthouse till they boarded up the windows. They'd have to stop court and let the big trucks go by because they couldn't hear what they were saying. But anyway, I wanted to, at this time, just congratulate Mayor Mansfield and the prior city council for having the vision to put this particular building here. And it is a wonderful thing that our next council, which is headed by Mayor Howell, and the current city council had the vision to take the ball and finish the project. Folks, they deserve a hand for that this morning. Let's give them a hand. And I wanted to say one more thing before I leave, and that is, and we've all been in this situation, if you get in a bind, council and mayor, and company's coming, and you don't have enough sugar for the cake, enough eggs, and you need your neighbor to across the street to lend you some, just want you to know that we're there and we'll do everything that we can to help you. And also I want to tell you this, it takes all of us, our city of Center, our other municipalities in the county, and the county, to make a successful place for us to work and live. We are very excited that our leadership, both county and city, are doing things to prepare ourselves for the future, because we're only going to be in this building a short time. But you know, years and years from now, they'll look back, and I hope that they will thank us for what we did to prepare them. Because let me just tell you something, folks. You're either growing and moving forward, or you're not, and you're moving backwards. Statistics is telling us that Cherokee County is growing. The city of Center is growing. Our other municipalities are thriving in our county. We should be proud of that, because other people are recognizing what a wonderful place that God has blessed us with. So today, if you haven't got anything else to be thankful for, just be thankful that you live in the United States, the state of Alabama, Cherokee County, and many of you live in the city of Center. Folks, thank you this morning for allowing me to speak just a few moments. I want to say thank you for the council and the mayor, obviously, but for this, to the city workers who've endured what they've had to endure, and for the police department, and also city roads, and everybody that's had anything to do with getting in this building. Thank you so much for what you've done in making this a better place for its residents. Thank you so much. God bless you, and continue to bless Cherokee County and the city of Center. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Judge Burgess. Now we have a community choir that we're proud of. I'm going to ask them, they're going to sing for us now, God Bless America. Would the community choir come up? Thank y'all for what you do.
Sorry.
Sorry the congressman couldn't be here today, but I'm glad to be here. This is so exciting for you guys. And I have a special delivery for y'all from D.C. This flag was flown over the United States Capitol to commemorate the opening today of the City Hall. So congratulations.
Thank you, Jay. There were some folks that's come in, said that the mayor of Douglas, Alabama, has just come in here, and he's currently running for agriculture commissioner. Want to welcome him. And I saw the county superintendent. Thank you for coming. And Bill Warren, how could I miss you, Bill? I'm sorry. If anybody else that's a politician, raise your hand. I don't want to leave anybody out.
Jay.
That's Mr. Corey Hill, the mayor of Douglas. He's been him and the mayor of Rainbow City's been a lot of help to me with when I have questions. I want to recognize anybody that has ever served on the Center City Council. Would you raise your hand? I know Ms. Kay's here. I don't know if we have any, but it's the people in the past that being good stewards of the city's money is the reason we're able to do what we've done here. And Miss Bess Yarber couldn't be with us today. She's in the hospital, and I would ask for y'all to say a prayer for Miss Bess. She's been like a, 37 years on the council. So she watched this city grow up. So is there anybody else that has ever been on the council in Center? We got a lot of board, Mr. Billy Mack on the water board. Who else have I got here on one of our boards? We want to thank y'all for all you do. And Ronnie Shaw, that man's everywhere, y'all. I don't know how I could, everything you go to, Mr. Ronnie's at. You know, I really don't have a lot to say because it's hot and I know y'all are ready to go. But it's my honor to serve as your mayor, and this has been a long time coming. The city of Center has never had its own building. If you'll go back in history, and I'm only 63, but some of y'all, the first city hall I remember was down here on South River Street in where the water department is now. And then it moved over here. So the city's never had its own structure that was built. But you know what? We got one now. That's all that matters. Thank you. But right now, Raymond Matthews deserves, y'all, this guy's been the building, the project, and he's wanting to tell y'all a story that actually I didn't really know till this morning, and it's going to be about our architect and our builder. So y'all better get ready. And Raymond, y'all, has worked. Words can't even describe what this man's done over the last year putting all this together. And we really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank y'all. Thank you, Mayor, for giving me a chance. I know Joe Sanders is here. See him standing. Raise your hand, Joe. Where's Tom McElrath? Tom. I just want to give thanks to these two great guys. Any project that you step up to do, a house, a municipality, anything, always starts on paper in theoretical time. Mr. Tom is a master of getting it right. And then theoretical time meets real time out here in the field where somebody's got to take the reins and make this project happen. And that'd be Joe Sanders standing over there, who built us a great job. These two men together are an awesome team. And in the beginning, you often don't start with a struggle like we did out of the box, but on basically the first week, our contractor that we chose backed out on us, and it led us into at least, I'm estimating, a 3 or 4 month delay. I believe it was even longer than that. But Joe Sanders had already went on to other projects, and he was able to step back and help us out of a hole. Now, in doing that, he had to recalculate things. He had to find other subcontractors that could step in and do the price they had quoted. I think sometimes it could have cost us a year, Joe, but it's good to know men with this level of integrity, and it was a pleasure to work for them, and it was a pleasure for me to be part of it. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Raymond. Also, all city employees, this couldn't have come together without all the city. Raise your hand if you work for the city of Center. These folks right here without them, you don't really have a city. That they, there's so much behind the scenes, and they just they work very, very hard. I just was told we got two judges and Bubba Teague here. Bubba with the county. I need to get a chief of staff. I can't see everybody. I need to get me somebody that can be jotting names down. Judge Taylor, and how can we forget Judge Mobley? I wanted to recognize y'all. Thank you for coming. And I think Brad, Matt with Raymond James is here somewhere. There he is. Thank you. At this time, I'm going to ask the Cherokee County Chamber of Commerce to come forward for the ribbon cutting. Miss Joy Perry and Leanne Lockridge. Huh? Oh, where's Colin Gibbons at? Yeah, Colin. I remember you when you was born. That's it.
Okay, we're ready for a ribbon cutting. We're going to have the mayor, the city council, former city council, Center Police Department, the architects, and I want all of the city employees to come and line up right here, and we're going to get the official ribbon cutting portrait. And the boss right here.
Thank you. here.
I know.
She is different.
We're going to have a closing invocation, and then everyone's welcome to come in for look around and critique and do whatever. And we've got refreshments, but we want y'all to come see what's yours. This is the city of Sinners. This is the taxpayers. So now we're going to ask Keith Day to do the closing invocation.
Thank you, Mayor. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come before you today in the name of Jesus, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you for your kindness today, for the weather, the cloud cover. We thank you for this momentous occasion. And so, Father, today as we close, we want to bless what you have given us. Father, I bless the mayor, the city council, the police officers, all the support personnel. Father, we bless them today. We thank you that for the fine job that they have done and the fine job that they will continue to do. Lord, your word says in Proverbs that we have permission to bless our community. So today we bless the city of Center with your presence, with your power, with your prosperity, with your peace and your protection. And we do so today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Keith. Everybody, come on in.
How you doing? I recognize you. I saw you. I said, I think I know him. Good to see you. Building looks awesome. How are you doing?
They're done, he's mad.
appreciate you doing that for the community.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm just fine. Good to see you.
I haven't seen you in a minute.
You doing all right?
Good, how about you?
You got the courthouse
on straight now. Full-time job, it's somebody else's full-time job.
I'm